The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt podcast, bringing to you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Helping make it all possible is the generous partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom. If you're enjoying the podcast, please tell a friend to go to Town Hall Review and sign up as well. Today, here's a piece yours truly hosted that I trust you will enjoy.
Everything's all right.
Welcome to the post-game show, America. It's Hugh Hewitt at the end of extraordinary week of amazing radio. The amount of producing I had to do this week is just extraordinary. I had audio today from Trump in Michigan. I was up late last night cutting that. And I don't have a printer because Dwayne broke the printer in my
DC studio.
I don't
know what your problem is. The printer's working fine. In fact, you hear that? It's working fine.
It is not working fine.
Listen to it. It's working.
People should know that I spent the 45 minutes I normally do just thinking and praying about the show that is about to unfold, trying to get Dwayne to fix the printer in the D.C. studio.
Sounds to me like it's working fine.
That's the printer in the California studio. And so I did that from memory. All those things that I did from memory, I did from memory. Now, listen, I want to tell people about how you screwed up my April Fool's joke last night.
So why didn't you fix the printer?
I had this complete great April Fool's joke. I told Dwayne I'm going to come on to the after show, which begins at 8 p.m. in the East, 5 in the West.
Yeah.
And it's only available for people who belong to the universe, so go join the universe. And,
yes.
And Dwayne holds forth, as Dwayne likes to do.
Yes, he does.
And he plays the audio that I found for him. And
whatever.
Takes my stuff. And so I said, I'm going to come on very somber and just play me some Tchaikovsky funeral music, and I'm going to explain that I can't say much because of HR, but Dwayne is no longer with the company. And I was going to carry on for 2 minutes, and he was supposed to say April Fool. Oh, no. Dwayne says, no. Here's what we do. The Tribbles got together in Las Vegas.
Those no, that's not what I said. That's not what I said.
It blew it up, and everybody
Fake news. Where's Trump?
Fake news. You are...
I'm calling Hannity.
I had a great idea, and you killed it in the cradle.
I did not. That is just not true. Absolutely, categorically not true. I told you that I was in Phoenix watching a spring training game, told the Tribbles we were having a, quote, Vegas meeting, which you didn't listen to. You turned into we went to Vegas, which didn't fool anybody because we weren't there. We were in Phoenix. Having a Vegas meeting in Phoenix. Do you know what the concept of a Vegas meeting is?
But that was the tell for people to know that you were in on it. I should have thought that beforehand. Even though the confusion of Phoenix and Vegas terms, it was, they could have thought, oh, Hugh doesn't quite know the story.
It still bit at least one person.
I know. Well, we do have George Rapp.
By the way, George Rapp called the after show about 20 minutes later.
Oh, tell me about that.
He called... And it's like I had to take the alcohol wipe on my side of the phone because he was so phlegm-induced on the other side. And he's like, I've got bronchitis. I'm sick. I feel like crap. My defenses were down.
Oh, he's using that excuse?
Yes. Yes, bet. He is.
He thought we'd fired you.
Yes.
He did. He admitted it on air?
No. I got him off air. I didn't talk to him on air.
Gosh, that makes me happy.
But you tried to get Carl. But people don't understand.
We got Carl.
Carl, the Steelers fan,
yeah,
has my number and has Hugh's number. And some of the greatest off-air conversations are the text between the three of us.
Yeah, but it is true. But we got him. He's denying that. But he did not weigh in for 3 minutes. So he waited for... If you were watching it, I actually started to smile once someone said, this is not April Fool. Someone got it about 2 minutes in, and I began to crack up.
Yeah, pretty much. He tried to say to me, by the way, at some point, he says, do you have an extra ticket for the wedding handy? I've got a very tall, 6'5" guy that I would like to introduce to Hugh.
I got him. All of those people said, what, Dwayne, what did he do? And only George Rapp, though, went into the comments room and admitted it. So our after show today is that was great show today with Josh Hawley. The audio and transcript is posted. Cotton, Corn, and we made news all week here. And it's all posted at HughHewitt.com. But listen, if you want the after show where they talk about it, you got to join the universe. And it's Lilacs Day, right?
It's Lilacs Day. We've got a Baker's Dozen coming up.
Got a Baker's Dozen. And he'll talk about, we will know the Brexit vote. We will know the Brexit vote by the time you go on. Did the United Kingdom vote to leave, or are they stuck in the EU? We'll know that. That will be...
Theresa May, I'm telling you, you better vote for this, because if you do, then I'll quit.
Then I'll quit. That's, and if you don't, I'll stay here.
Which is just... That doesn't make a lick of sense.
Not a lick of sense. Bring up the music. I'm done. Great, Adam. Thank you, Ben. Would you tell Ben I sent him something he's got to push out?
I will tell him that. Have you fixed the printer yet?
I have
you're
no idea
there.
What's going on here. You know, you're in charge of it's all because of the audio-visual connectivity of the various studios relating to the black box, which
you sound like Nancy Pelosi at a press conference
in California. And so, viva Las Vegas, America. Thanks for listening. I'll be back Monday on the next Hugh Hewitt Show. Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. Our program is coming today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy your podcast, take a moment, tell a friend to subscribe today.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.